Blog Talk Radio.
You're a mystical man. Lead us through sacred land. In the magic of life. You're a shaman that leads other people.
Be open to receive the magic of life.
Welcome back, folks, to Go Within or Go Without Radio. I am your host, Daniel Gutierrez, and it is a wonderful, beautiful Sunday morning. I hope it is where you are, and if you happen to be in another part of the world, probably a wonderful evening. Thank you for tuning in. We have an awesome topic today. We're going to talk about the power of pleasure. And trust me, they sent me other titles I tried to put in there, but I just couldn't do it. The secret to tapping into your sexual energy, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But before we get going, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on over the next 2 or 3 weeks, actually the next couple months. It's going to be really, really busy for me. I'll be off and on the air based on my travel. I've learned not to do shows when I'm on the road because something always goes wrong, especially when I'm in Peru. So today there is a free meditation concert by author Michel Pasquel. He is a Buddhist monk that studied at the Kopan Monastery in Nepal. I actually have been there. He was on the show last week, and we were talking about his new book. This is going to be also the legendary shamanic guitar player for Madonna. It's going to be playing with him. This is a free concert, Paul Pesco. So make sure you get down there. It's free. It's by donation only for the Amity Foundation, and it will be down at in Los Angeles, 3750 South Grand Avenue. So if you're available and you can make it, we would love to have to see you there. I will be there, definitely. Michelle and I are actually going to be doing an event at the end of June. I'll talk about it more later. We're going to be actually talking about dealing with stress in Los Angeles. My trips to Peru. We got one coming up not next month, but June 10th through the 17th. You want to make sure if you're interested in that, go to my website and click on Global Events, DanielGutierrez.com. And in July, we have just announced a wonderful extension that I wasn't expecting. We're actually going to go to the Amazon jungle to visit with a shaman who has never left the jungle. Now, folks, when I say jungle, I mean jungle. There's no electricity. There's no bathrooms. You go to bed at night at dark because there's nothing else to do. So I'm excited about being out there. So if you're interested in anything like this, again, go to my website, DanielGutierrez.com, and click on Global Events, and you will find out what's going on there. Sedona. Oh, gosh, man, with Sedona at the end of the month. That's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I am bringing Leslie, my shaman from Peru, to do sacred ceremony. We're so excited about that. If you're interested in that event, go to visionsforlife.org/Sedona. We still have space for a couple more folks to join us. So we're going to be in these beautiful cabins out in beautiful nature. I'm so excited about that. It's next week, the 28th through the 30th. On May 6th and 7th, the next weekend, I'm speaking with Barbara Marks Hubbard at the Evolve Expo in Denver. Come out and see us. It's evolveexpo.com. I hope to see a lot of my Denver listeners out there. And then finally, on May 9th, here in Long Beach, California, I am the new president of the Long Beach Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be having our first meeting at Malloy's. If you want information on that, go to holisticchamberofcommerce/Long Beach. Wow, I think I'm a little busy. Anyway, that's awesome. I want to get to our. I just realized how busy I was when I looked at my. This is crazy. Anyway, we've got a topic, folks, that you guys have been commenting about, and I know you're listening in. And if you want to call in, I don't normally take in calls as a short, but I'd be interested if you want to call in 646-668-8847. You can call in, and we'll see if we can answer your questions. But I have two guys. Yeah, and it's just two guys. You probably thought I was going to have a woman on this topic. No, it is two guys. It's just three guys. I almost wanted to call it three guys and sex, but I just couldn't do it. Anyway, So to, here with me I have Rowan Mipagala, and he helps people achieve the greatest potential. He's a writer, a coach, and he makes luminous media for badasses. That's exactly the way he put it. I'm just reading his bio. He's also the co-founder of Really Cool Dragon and martial arts for and martial arts enthusiasts. Isaac Navas, who's also with us, helps people to achieve true freedom, freedom of travel, freedom of self-expression, freedom to explore and love one's sexual self, and that's what we're going to talk about today. He's also a serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and world traveler, co-founder of Really Cool Dragon. In short, he's just a really cool guy. Welcome, guys.
Well, thank you.
Boy, I got a lot. I got a lot to say in a very short period of time. So listen, let's just jump into this. I want to say something before we get going. What we're talking about here today is something that when I heard Isaac talk about it, it really struck a chord with me because I thought I was the only one that was going, why does everyone skip this chapter? One of the most powerful books that are written, that has been written out there that people read, and anybody who's successful has read this book. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, I got to be honest with you. The first time someone handed it to me, I refused to read it. And the reason I refused to read it is I thought it was something that Avon was putting out or something. I ain't no way I'm not reading Think and Grow Rich. That's stupid. Not reading a book. One day I was dead broke. I had nothing better to do. I was just like, what do I do next? I thought, well, I'm going to read this book. I just saw this book. I read it. Changed my life. It absolutely changed my life. So if you haven't read the book, go out and get a copy for it. It'll be the best $8 you ever spent. Now, the book talks about all kinds of things. It talks about the power of the human condition. But chapter 11 is interesting because it's called The Mystery of Sex Transmutation. I promise you that most people right now that are listening to this show who have read that book don't even remember the chapter. Because something about sex, as soon as we get to sex, it's like we turn it off. It's like – and I got to share with you, being a world traveler, and Isaac, you may agree with this – is that being a world traveler, the only we are so conditioned in this country to as soon as we hear sex, it's dirty, turn it off. We don't even consider it. It's just like no, we don't talk about sex. So that's what this is about today, is sexual energy, how we can tap into that. Go read that chapter. Now, I read it this morning. It is not an easy read. You really got to pay attention because if you look at some of the great men and women of our world, they have all were sexual beings, and there's a reason for that. Guys, so there's evolved forms of communication, right? There's evolved ways that we can use a sexual energy. How does sexual energy play into this whole idea of evolved communication? And I'll let whoever one of you wants to answer that.
Yeah, Isaac, you want to start with that?
Yeah, I mean, so
both of them are going, hell,
me. You know, I know for me that I used to just not be able to communicate that well with people, and particularly females. I would miss signs, I'd miss cues, I'd miss signals, and I was very inherently like I spoke a lot of man. I verbally communicated, and yet there's this evolved form of communication, both through body language, but also energetically, that can convey meaning and you get such a deeper level and such a faster time and able to really, really connect with others when you can really start communicating energetically. And you just, I know Ruan talked about empathy, and you just are able to feel the other person and exactly how to react and really get on the same level. You're able to just be able to build so much stronger relationships. You're able to communicate faster. You're able to talk about things that maybe verbally you don't have the strength to right now, but you can communicate that through energy. We as humans are just so connected, and yet we try and distance ourselves at the same time. So really tapping into that allows you to be connected with others and be connected with yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and when
right,
I add
yeah.
to that, oh, I just add that, like, energy is feelings, right? And there's a lot of information in feelings that we kind of discount. like Isaac just mentioned, like a lot of us, men and women, like speak quote unquote man, which is like very intellectual information based language. But there's so much more information in the nuances of feeling. And I personally think it's kind of a gateway into creativity as well, when you can listen to that language of feelings that we're exchanging between people, even like in an abstract way, exchanging between like the work we do and the experiences we have. Like, there's a lot of information in what we feel, and that's what guides our intuition and our creativity and our ability to connect with people on a very deep level.
I like that. So, guys, why is sexual energy so important? Because obviously I think that's – you have a website called sexualenergytransmutation.club. Why is sexual energy so important? And then we'll talk about what we can do with that moving forward.
Yeah, well, like,
yeah,
on,
I mean,
on a – go ahead.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Okay, well, like on a basic level, sexual energy is what created all of us, right? It's what creates all sexual life forms. It's like – in my eyes, it's the agenda of nature. It's like nature wants us to keep making more life. And for us as conscious humans, we can make more life in other ways than just making children, although, of course, that's one way. But we further our life when we create art. We further life when we create business. We further life when we just put good vibes out into other people. And this impulse to have sex, for instance, in its raw form, can be changed in different ways, but it's the same impulse that makes you want to create things. So, like, when you can be in touch with your sexual energy and recognize that it's not just for gratification, although that's great, you know, pleasure's awesome. Pleasure's a great gateway to creativity and intuition, too. But when you can recognize it has other forms of creativity, you can create a lot of things in your life because this is what nature has given all of us.
Wow. I like that. You had a comment, Isaac?
Well, for me, sexual, just learning this, I know I was very sick at the time, and I started rereading Think and Grow Rich, and I read this chapter, and I had severe sleep apnea at the time, was waking up over 40 times an hour, and I had really lost myself. It was a very dark place, and I remember just reading this chapter and being, like, astounded, like, wait, I can tap into this energy? Because for the longest time, I had this sexual energy, and I'd always been a very sexual being, but I had suppressed it. I thought there was something wrong with me. And when I read that chapter note, and there was like a light switch on off, like, wait, I can embrace this energy. I can feel good about this energy instead of like trying to suppress it. And like I looked up and I remember I was outside and just everything was more vibrant. It was really the first time that I'd seen the world in color in years. And that one chapter like started this whole journey. I called one directly after that chapter and I was like, dude, what is going on? We have to learn more about this.
Right.
So, like, it just made me so much – it really let me tap into who I was and just made me feel free and it made me feel vibrant and it made me really realize how beautiful this world is.
That's awesome. You know, I understand what you're saying there, and I think that might be true for a lot of people that are our listeners. But there are the book outlines 10 actual – stimuli, so human stimuli, and two of them are negative, and I want to point those out, and then I want to get back into sexual expression, but the two that it lists at the brain, the first by the way, stimuli being a desire for sexual expression, the second is love, the third is burning desire for fame, power, financial gain, or money. The fourth is music. That's amazing that music's up, way up there. The fifth is friendship, either between those who have the same sex or opposite sex. The sixth is mastermind alliance based on harmony of two people or more. The seventh is mutual suffering, which someone dies in your family, obviously. The humans bond in their brokenness. The eighth is auto-suggestion. If you want to know what that is, you got to read the book. And in the last two, 9 and 10, are the ones that I think that we as human beings get caught up in, and that's fear and narcotics and alcohol. And those are fabricated. Those are fabricated types of stimuli. And the problem with that, and it goes on the list that there have been some great writers and great artists that have written great papers on narcotics and alcohol and fear. The problem with that is that it always ended up in their demise. It always ended up destroying
right.
them. But the first eight did not. So going back to number one, the desire for sexual expression, how do we transmute that? How, guys, to help us out a little bit, how do we start? I guess what I want to know and what I would love the listeners to know, and maybe this is a discussion that's probably longer than the next 15 minutes, but how do we get away from a shame, sexual shame-based society? That having this conversation between us three men right now is not good, you know? They're like, oh, my God, he's talking about sex.
One of the things that struck me so strong about what you just read, the stimuli, is like a huge majority of Think Grow Rich is about mastermind groups, how powerful mastermind groups are. And obviously, you know that, Danielle. I mean, you're part of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. I mean, it's a mastermind group. And yet he's talking about this mystery of sex transmutation. That's number one. Mastermind groups are number six. And yet the whole book is, like, hugely talking about how powerful that is. And I was, like, when I read that, I was like, damn. Like, the sexual energy can be this powerful that mastermind groups are only number six? I mean, love is number two? What?
Yeah, number two. That's right, yeah.
Right? So that really struck me. And now, in terms of transmuting it, you know, again, that's, like, as you said, I mean, we're hoping to actually teach. I know we talked about teaching a full class to your listeners. It's something we love doing, Ruan and I. It's just, like, you be able to transmute it. And even Napoleon Hill didn't understand it. That's why he called the chapter The Mystery. Like, he didn't even fully understand how to transmute it. He just recognized that it was a force and that the most powerful people in the world had access to this. So I want to give one technique. There's a lot of different techniques. There's breathing techniques. There's mind techniques. There's meditation techniques. There's sexual techniques. I know Ruan's really big into a thing called genital breathing, which both men and women can do, microcosmic orbit. But, you know, I just want to give one mind technique, and then, I want Ruan to kind of talk about it too. But, just one of the mind techniques I love is, like, picture a problem you have. And then picture yourself, like, making love to that problem. And really make love to that problem and bring that problem to, like, a climax. Bring it so that problem is about to climax. And really ask for a solution to that problem. And when you have all this energy inside you and you can take that energy and transmute it and put it on that problem, really make love to that problem, what ends up happening is that the infinite intelligence or the infinite creativity, it ends up speaking to you and guiding you the exact right solution to that problem. Just like Elon Musk says, like, his stuff, the stuff that he creates just gets downloaded into his brain that works completely correctly the first time. That's because he has such access to his infinite creativity by transmuting his sexual energy. I mean, that's why we make these huge leaps in creativity, is the sexual energy is the complete access to your infinite creativity.
I love that. I want to say something before Ruan says something. I remember once, this is so interesting that this came up in my consciousness. I was went to a leadership type of conference at a place up in Northern California, and there were at least 200 or 300 people there. Somehow, as always, I ended up the leader. They voted me in as being the leader of the group. And what was kind of interesting about what happened was that they took us up to the top of a mountain, and on this mountain was a 45-foot telephone pole. On a windy day, on 45 feet in the air, they wanted us to climb to the top of this telephone pole and stand up and then jump off and catch the trapeze that was away from it. Now, for number one, nobody knew I was scared of heights, but because I was a leader, they said, Daniel, go first. I said, oh, no. Nobody knew I was scared of heights. I didn't know what to tell them, right? And so I got all my gear on and I was down below. And this is what came up. This is what you were talking about. Is that the guy who was putting on the harness says to me, he looks me straight in the eye and he says, "You're scared, aren't you?" And I just wanted to start crying, but I was a leader. I didn't do it. So I said, "Yeah, I'm scared to death." He goes, "Daniel, what I realize about you is you're a powerful leader and people follow you. But why do you feel like you have to fight life every day? It looks like you wake up every day thinking that you have to fight. What if you made love to life rather than fight life?" And that resonated with me. And I climbed that damn pole. He goes, you learn. I climbed that pole like a monkey. No, that's not true. I climbed it like a sloth. Anyway, I climbed that pole, and he said, every time you reach up for a rung, remember you learned fear. You can unlearn fear. And so I actually climbed it into the stories. I got to the top. I used every four-letter word in the world I knew because I was so excited. And then I jumped off. But the point was is that he said something to me that resonated deeply. He goes, why does life have to be a battle? Why can't it be just make love to life? And it, kind of the same way you were describing, Isaac, in that, you know, finding that energy, that sexual energy that is so – it's number one on the list, folks. Love's number two. So anyway, Rowan, what do you have to say about that? You have a technique you like to teach us.
Well, I just wanted to work off what you just said in that, like, I bet it felt good, like, in your body to climb that pole when you got that reframe.
Did.
Yeah, I bet every, like, time you put your hand down, like, it actually felt good to go through that sensation. So I want to – there's a couple things I could have shared. I wanted to pick something. And just going off of what Isaac said and what was just shared, I'll go from, like, the body side of it, is that so feelings are energy, right? Energy is feelings. And feelings comes in physical forms, sensations, in our heart, and emotions, and even, like, intuitions are also feelings. Like, we have a feeling. So the one thing I'd share today is, like, in paying attention to your sensations, you can ask your physical feelings for information. And, like, this is basically the key to intuition. So, like, if you have, like, a feeling in your belly or a feeling in your chest, you can ask what that feeling wants, because that's like a gateway to your subconscious. So this is something I do all the time, and you can do it on a simple level. Like if you notice your chest is tight, like, what does my tight chest want me to do next? Because that's usually good information. And then if you go to like a higher sensation situation, like when you're aroused, like you could ask your aroused genitals, like, what is the next thing? And it usually gives you great information. This is basically how people can train their intuition and become more creative.
I love it. Yeah, and I think they even talk about that in the book. I think it was Einstein in that chapter that actually had a room that he could go into that was soundproof and dark. There's a book out there. I don't know if you guys have read it, but if you haven't, it really aligns with what you guys are teaching. It's called Einstein's Dreams, and it's how he came up with time and relativity. You have to. It's an amazing read. And again, it's a little intellectual, but it's a great read about what you're talking about, the creative energy, you know, and how we harness that creative energy. So listen, guys, we have like 7 minutes left. Tell us what you're up to. Give us your website. How can we find you? How can we take one of your classes?
Yeah, so, I mean, I just want to just share one thing quickly first with the sensation is, like, one of the most interesting things about sensation, as you said, like, you felt fear and you were so scared. And then when you started climbing it, all you did is you made a mind shift and you had the exact same sensation in your body, but you decided to transmute that fear and anxiousness into excitedness and motivation, really into like living life. And so that's one of the huge things. I used to have horrible anxiety issues, and I learned that I can take that anxiety. And usually when I have anxiety, it's because I'm doing something I really want to. Like I'm doing something for the first time, and I used to be quote unquote scared, and now when I feel the same sensation, I'm like, wow, I want to move forward in my life, because like that's my body telling me that I'm doing something that is truly living life. In this world, we have so many forms of entertainment that allow us to numb out really like that nervousness, excited feeling, but you're just not truly living life if you don't ever feel that, because that's your body telling you like you're doing something incredible. And so I just wanted to share that, like, you can literally transmute that you know, feeling of anxiousness into motivation and power and excitement.
You know, I want to, you said something I want to define real quick. And I think this may help in what you're trying to convey. And then we're going to get your website because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
He used the word transmute. Now I want to define that for everybody, because people read transmute and they don't really understand what it means. In our industry, the word transformation is used a lot. It's a sexy story about a butterfly that dies to itself and turns into a caterpillar, and it's really sexy and it sounds pretty, but it's incorrect. because the caterpillar does not transform into a butterfly. It transmutes into a butterfly. But transmute doesn't sound sexy. It sounds like you got a disease, you know. I don't want to transmute. But another way of looking at it is that my son used to watch Transformers, the little where the trucks would turn into cars and monsters and then turn back.
Yeah.
Well, that's because transforming always has a way back. Transform is to move into something and move back. Transmute, like the caterpillar transmutes into a butterfly, it can never go back. It transmutes into a butterfly. It's never going to be a caterpillar again. And so what he was saying is that you transmute that sexual energy or that fear into positive energy, and it doesn't go back. It's transformed. It's transmuted. Excuse me, transmuted. So when you transform, you're using the lower half of those 10 examples that I gave you, fear and alcohol. It's just transformation because it's temporary. It doesn't stick. But when you transmute, you actually are dying to yourself by the renewing of your mind and the renewing of your ideas and transmuting that into something so beautiful and new that there's no need to go back, which is what I think Isaac did when he was, you know, in those dark ages. He transmuted that energy, that negative dark energy, into something that was beautiful, and that's why he teaches what he does today. So thank you for that, guys. All right, tell me, we're almost out of time. Tell me how they can find you, what's your website, what are you up to, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, so we're going to be giving out a free book that we have that kind of is an introduction to this. All you have to do is email us at support@transmutation.club. And if you email it us and just let us know you listen to the radio show, we'll send you over one of our books that did get Amazon bestseller status and everything. It's a nice little introduction. And then, you know, our website is sexenergytransmutation.club. And we just have a blog up there right now, and really a lot of our classes are really invite only. We want to make sure we have the right type of people coming on to our classes, and you know that there's just a really positive energy. So you know, I know, Danielle, we talked about running a whole class for all of your listeners, and so I would just encourage everyone to keep an eye out for that. Because what we'll do is we'll run a live class and people can attend, and we're able to really jump into this. I mean, you know, Ruwan and I have spent 6 years studying this, and most of our faculty members, because we have faculty members from all different modalities that help teach this. Most of them have been studying for 20 to 40 years, and so there's only so much, obviously, we can cover in a half an hour. So keep an eye out, because we're going to be teaching a whole class with Danielle, that we can just go into more detail and cover a lot more of the basics of transmutation. And really just accessing the basics can make a huge shift in your life, just like it did for me, just like it gave me hope. And it gave me, like, I had been completely drained of energy at the time because I hadn't slept for over 2 years. And yet when I read that chapter, I felt like this flicker of flame inside me. I felt this energy, and I learned that I could tap into this energy that is more than just like my physical energy. There's something more, and I was able to tap into that energy and get the motivation to truly heal myself, which I just didn't have before, realizing that there was this access to this sexual energy.
I love it. I love it, guys. Man, I really appreciate you guys being on the show today. You're right. We could do hours and hours and hours on this conversation, but we're out of time, and we didn't even get into the juicy stuff. We're out of time, and we'll schedule another show. Women, they have a whole teaching about your menstruation and how you can use that to gain power. And now I've just got everybody going, what? We're not going to talk about it because we're out of time. Guys, I look forward to doing a class with you guys. I just thought I'd throw it out there to get them going. And, folks, if you happen to be in Los Angeles tonight, the meditation concert with Michelle Pascal and Paul Pesco is going to be amazing. It's at the Amity Foundation in downtown Los Angeles at 3750 South Grand Avenue. I would love to see you. It's free. I would love to see you there. I'm going to be there supporting the parolees there. All the money, the donation goes to teaching somebody to teach meditation to the parolees. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Thank you for joining me. We won't have a show next week because I'll be in Sedona. But until then, thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
Yes.
be open to receive the magic.